What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and over the schemes of the devil. So today we are talking about something that was kind of edited out of my last talk. And my last talk was about how to deal with your unbelieving spouse. And today I'm going to just talk about understanding unbelievers, how they think, how to tell you if you're married to an unbeliever. But mostly just the understanding unbelievers, people who don't love the Lord, don't want nothing to do with them. And particularly so-called Christians who are really unbelievers. So that's what I really want to bring out today. And I talked about it yesterday. I just edited it out. And so I'm going to put it in this talk today. So you may hear that the audio may change or whatever. It's just from another discussion. So without further ado, here it is. How do you tell if you're married to an unbeliever? Because I hear a lot of times in my emails, you know, from ladies that, oh, my husband is not born again. He's not saved. And, you know, it's usually a doctrine she doesn't agree with that he holds. Maybe he's a Black Hebrew Israelite or something to that effect. So how can you tell? Well, the first thing you can do is if they have the love of God, if they don't have the love of God, and we went over all 14 attributes of love. There's more in scriptures, but just those 14, are they humble? Are they kind? If these are consistent traits in them that they just don't have, that they're not kind, they're not empathetic, they're not sympathetic, they're arrogant, they're dishonest, is an indication that they're probably not a child of God. They consistently do stuff like that. But another thing is just Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. What's the fruit? What's the outcome of these people's behavior? How they treat you? Is it righteousness or is it something else? Unbelievers tend to treat other people like tools. They won't apologize. If they do, it's a fake apology. They won't repent. They say they'll change, but they won't change. And you'll find that some of their beliefs are contrary to the Bible. So these are some indications that you're married to an unbeliever. Just because a person says they're a Christian doesn't make them one. This is one of the biggest things that I've learned in being a saint of the Lord. Just because you say you're a child of God, just because you say you're a Christian doesn't make you one. You know, and I've come across many people who fooled me in the past, who tried to fool me. And unfortunately, I got to keep talking about this, but Catholicism, the Protestant Church, they've made a lot of fake Christians or so-called believers of God. And a lot of people walking around today thinking they're children of God when they're not. But they can find out if they just look through scripture, if they look at their life and how they treat people and see if their love matches up with the Bible, they'll see that they're not. But they don't want to believe that. They don't want to accept that. So you got a lot of people out here that just not children of God. Okay. And, you might be married to one, okay? So, you know, Catholics, they create fake Christians. They tell people a false gospel. You know, a lot of people thought that they're saved simply because they said a prayer, because they got baptized, because they go to church every Sunday. They must be saved because they had some encounters with God. They think they're saved. I'm a child of God because I know that God was speaking to me this day or that day. I seen God's hand in my life. And the thing about that is, we're all spiritual people. We can recognize God. Okay, God is talking to people every day. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit goes out into the world to convict men of sin. Men know who God is, but they reject him on a daily basis. They say, I don't want to talk to you, God. Leave me alone. They'll pretend like that ain't God. Or I knew it was God, but I'm not going to acknowledge him. So the fact that you acknowledge God in your life doesn't mean anything. I bring this up from time to time, that really check your faith, you know, check who you really, if you're really a child of God or not, you know. But this is really for those who are believing that their own spouse is not a believer and what to do about it. So I'm not really directing this at you as a person. These people, they never really repented of their core sins. You know, they may have stopped drinking, they may have stopped fornicating, but ultimately pride, self-centeredness, unkindness, dishonesty, all these things, the core of what makes man, humanity, wrong and foul and evil, they don't repent of none of that. They just stop doing outer works, certain things that make them look bad. You know, and that's what a lot of people start doing. They start going to church, but they never deal with the inner because the pastor don't deal with it, because the teachers don't deal with it. And so they think they're Christians because they don't drink no more. They don't go to the club no more. You know, they don't fornicate no more, at least not as much, you know. Yet they're still arrogant, they're still proud, they're still self-centered, they're still unkind, they're still dishonest, still telling lies, still deceiving, still using people, still hurting people, still emotionally abusing people and spiritually abusing people. They're still unseemly, they're still disrespectful, but hey, I'm a saint, I'm a child of God. And their excuse is, when I'm growing. But how long is it going to take you to get out of that? And then when you ask a person, or when you confront them about their sin, they usually got an excuse. They want to shift the blame, and they don't want to really take responsibility for it. You know, and if they do, it's because, well, okay, they throw most of the blame back on you. And it's like, why are you acting like this? Because they're not children of God. Children of God seek to please God. And one of the things that they have in them is the Holy Spirit that empowers them to love like God. So even if they fail in a certain area, they're going to immediately apologize. They're going to immediately be like, man, I'm sorry for that. You know what? Let me make that up to you. Let me try to fix that. And they won't do it again. And they'll be better at it. And they'll grow from that. And they're not people who continue to sin against other people and then expect you to just accept it. In the scriptures here, it talks about them having the form of godliness, but denying the power. I'm going to read that passage for you because this is really what's happening today. Fake Christians have a form of godliness. Okay. I'm going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 here. It says, you should know them, Timothy, that in the last days, there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. See that slandering others, having no self-control, unloving and unforgiving? There are so-called Christians today that's like that. You know them. You know some of them. Okay? They consider nothing sacred. They're disobedient to parents. They're scoffing at God. They're boastful. They're proud. It says here that they will be cruel and they hate what is good. And I've seen this amongst a lot of Christians. You come across these people, they don't like, they despise kindness in some level. They despise humility. They take those two things as weakness. But they're the attributes of Christ. They're the attributes of love. It says they will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious. This verse 5 here. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. Okay? He's telling you that there are people out here pretending to be Christians, pretending to be followers of God, but they're really not. Okay? This is the passage that shows you this. Everything that they mention here, that's how they are. All right? And you may be married to somebody like that, just claiming to be a Christian, but they're not. They're really an unbeliever. And the reason why I say they're unbeliever is because they don't believe God. If God says, I'm going to punish you for your behavior, that you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God, yet they continue in it, it's because they're unbeliever. They don't believe the scriptures. Even though they say, I'm a follower of God, I believe Jesus, I believe in Christ, I believe he died and rose again, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, they don't believe the whole Bible. And that's the thing you got to come across. You got to get to a point where you can see them for what they really are. There are people who have some belief in certain parts of the Bible, but the other parts they flat out reject. And if they don't believe the whole Bible, if they don't believe the gospel, they don't believe that they can change. I've heard that from a lot of Christians. I can't love like Christ. I can't stop what I'm doing. I can't be a better person. This is the way I am. You're just going to have to accept it. No, you're going to go to hell in that state because God didn't die and have his blood shed for you to just stay in your condition. You got to change. And that change is going to come through the power of the Holy Spirit. All you got to do is say, Lord, help me to change. All you got to do is put your will towards it. And then from there, the power of the Holy Spirit comes in and you're able to change. But if you don't will to change and you say, well, I can't, well, then you believe the lies of Satan. And you, instead of believing Jesus Christ and believing the word of God. And so therefore you're labeled an unbeliever. And so we see here that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, they act religious. Verse 5, it says, and in another version of the Bible, it says they have a form of godliness. So they're godlikeness. Okay. So they know all the Christian lingo. They know Christianese. They're giving to the poor. They're showing up on church on time. They're putting money in the collection box. They're singing in the choir. Or if they're not doing that, they have an online ministry. They have a home fellowship. They got all this stuff going on. But at the end of the day, you look at their life and how they treat people. You see that these people are not really followers of God. Okay, they're really not believers. So we gotta take this into consideration, okay? You know, yeah, I might as well say that this is about you. You have to consider yourself, you know. But you know, I'm trying to stay focused here, and this is about people who are married to unbelievers. All right. Here's another passage here, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. It says, so God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. Then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. In other versions, it says given over to a strong delusion. OK, so if you reject the truth of the Bible, reject the truth from the Holy Spirit, conviction from the Holy Spirit, if you continually reject the truth, God will give you over to your lie that you want to hold on to. Now you're walking around delusional. Now can't nobody tell you anything. And then you're damned because you believe a lie. So God will lock you into believing something that's not true and then damn you for it. You know, they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. So you don't want to be a person that doesn't like truth. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. See, truth is a person. It's just not facts and information you come across. It's an entire person, too, that's connected with that. And if you don't like certain things that make you uncomfortable, and you say, well, I don't like that truth because that makes me uncomfortable, and you just reject certain parts of the Bible and you reject Jesus Christ and who he is as a person, or you come up with your own Jesus Christ and say, this is the one I want to follow, and you got this fake God that you look, you're not going to be accepted, and you're going to be condemned for believing lies and accepting things that are not true. And this is the state of unbelievers today, even though they say they're Christians, right? And to keep going on, I mean, in John 16:2, it talks about in the last days that those will be people who say they followers of God, but they're going around killing people, thinking they're doing God a service. This is found in John chapter 16, verses 2. It says, for you will be expelled from the synagogues, and the time is coming when those who kill you will think they are doing a holy service for God. Okay, so I just want to give you the state of the unbeliever. And specifically the person who says they're a Christian, but they're not, because that's the thing that's going to come at you. Yeah, my husband said that he's a believer and everything. You know, he come to church with me, but he don't treat me right. And this, that, and the other. I see. But then you look at his life. Is he really? No. My wife is, she says she's a Christian, this, that, and the other, but she doesn't have the love of God. You know, this, I see that she's probably not a believer. Especially if she's spouting out feminism BS and all this, and she's under the gynocentric programming, and she wants to dominate and lead you. Meanwhile, your Bible is saying something totally contrary to that. And even if she don't have the scriptures, if she's really a child of God, the Holy Spirit will be speaking to her and saying, you can't be like this, sister. You can't be like that to your husband. You can't think like that. You got to abandon those ideas. You got to submit to your husband and follow him. And the same thing with your husband. If your husband's really saved, he would abandon his selfishness and his unkindness and listen to God and treat his wife with love and respect and honor and lead his household properly. But because these people are not really children of God, they're not going to be able to do it. And that's the key thing right there. They won't change because they don't want to humble themselves. You see? If they were followers of God, I mean, that's what I mean. If they're really believers, they would have changed by now. If they were really believers, you would see progress. You see, but they don't, there's no progress because they're not believers. They don't follow God. They don't have the Spirit of God. You know, like I said again, they have a form of godliness. They have religious outward appearances, but they don't have no power. They deny the power of God in order to actually change. They deny the Holy Spirit's power. They say, I don't need the Holy Spirit's power to change. I got this on my own. And what they're saying is, I don't want God. They don't want God's program. This is the unbeliever, whether they say they are a Christian or not, or a follower of God, or whatever they want to label themselves. Saints, you know, I try not to use Christian for myself anymore. But this is the state of the unbeliever. And if they continue in this mindset, they're going to die and go to hell. And they'll be in the lake of fire for all eternity. Okay? And it's sad, but they had a choice. Nobody's going to hell by mistake. Somehow the gospel didn't get to them. No, everybody's been convicted of sin. Everybody has been spoken to multiple times by the Holy Spirit through people or by the Holy Spirit directly. Angels have shown up. All kind of things has happened in people's lives. They know that what they're supposed to do to get right with God. Okay. But yet they reject it because they want to do what they want to do, you know, and that's their choice. But they got to go to hell. They got to be in that lake of fire for all eternity. And that's their choice. Okay. So hopefully that helps you understand unbelievers and people who claim to be Christians, but they're really not. And until next time, walk in the Spirit and be blessed.